In this developing story of this leader called Moses, who has been given an impossible project of trying to get about 1 million people out of an economy, when the leader of that economy is a superpower. We note that God prepared him proactively, showing him the things that he set out to do will certainly be accomplished. But number two, also telling him, in the process, there will be many challenges that the leader of the superpower, Pharaoh, will not allow this labor force to leave unless he is compelled. And the compelling will not be done by Moses, the leader. He was to see God do it. He would wait on God. The story goes on. And I will make, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, and I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards these people, so that when you leave, you will not be go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor and any woman living in her house for articles of silver and gold and clothing, which you put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians. Interesting. When these are people who have been resisting losing the labor force, by the time they are compelled to go, they are going to be encouraging, pleading with this labor force to leave. And in that condition, God says, you will end up leaving the place rich with many gifts from the oppressors.